Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this Truth Talk podcast episode. In today's episode, I'm joined by my cousin Tridell.
Thanks for having me on your show, Truth. It's a pleasure to be here with everybody.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the recent Kanye West controversy regarding the tweets he made against Jay-Z. But before you begin, I just wanted to announce that me and Tridell actually have a new show coming out on the second channel. It's sort of a debate show. Tridell and I are going to be debating certain topics that we speak about here, but Tridell and I think very differently. He has more of an average American thought on how society works, and you guys know how I think. So we're going to go back and forth on certain topics, and the first episode is me trying to convince Tridell that the Freemasons run the world. And you guys know I have a lot of information about that, so it's going to be a great episode. You guys can expect that episode dropping next week. I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, let's get right into it. Right now, Kanye West is back in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. The last time Kanye was trending was for having his wife show up with an invisible dress to the Grammys and for tweeting out his support for Diddy, calling Diddy an innocent man and his role model. Today, it's again for tweets he made that people feel are going too far. Kanye is known for his controversial rants. He's been doing them for years. But recently, he's been taking things a bit too far. Whether it's him praising Hitler or calling out people he doesn't like, Kanye seems to have zero boundaries and is willing to burn all bridges for attention. Right now, Kanye is viral for something no one would have expected. Kanye has taken aim at Jay-Z and Beyoncé's children. Now, I'm no fan of Jay-Z and Beyoncé, as I believe they're two disturbing people, but I don't agree with Kanye's actions of attacking their kids all for some attention. Kanye went on another one of his rants a couple days back where he decided to disrespect Jay-Z and Beyoncé's kids. He tweeted out disrespectful remarks about their kids that I will be heavily censoring to be able to even say on YouTube. He tweeted out, "Wait, has anyone ever seen Jay-Z and Beyoncé's younger kids? There are, like literally, and this is why artificial insemination is such a blessing. Having our children is a choice." Obviously, this tweet wasn't received well by much of the internet. Like I said, I'm not a fan of Jay and Beyoncé, but I still think their young kids are off limits. If Kanye has an issue with Jay-Z and Beyoncé, he should have taken it out on them, not their children. Especially Kanye, who's always talking about how much he cares about his own children. Imagine how he would react if someone called his children that. After tweeting this, Kanye then took it down and wanted to make sure people knew he only took down the tweets because he didn't want his Twitter canceled, not because he's a good person. Tweeting this out, "I need everyone to know that I took the post about Jay-Z and Beyoncé's family down and Jerry Lorenzo's family down because there was a possibility of my Twitter being canceled, not because I'm a good person. I took it down like Down syndrome, get it? Am I right? Am I right? F the world, real talk, F everybody." Kanye himself is admitting he knows he's wrong, but he's crashing out for the internet attention. He wasn't done coming at Jay either. He also tweeted out, "Concerning the Jay-Z and Beyoncé tweet, they said I would regret it. No, I regret taking it down. My Twitter is a one-way conversion. The only thing that I was mad about in the last few hours was taking that Jay-Z and Beyoncé tweet down. And Dame Dash signed me, by the way, not Jay-Z. Somebody from my music team called me and begged me to take it down and spoke on Twitter banning, etc. I'm so mad I took that down. And now that you think Jay-Z made me take it down, I gotta double down. Ain't no celebrity ever said nothing to come to my aid when it came to these white women taking my kids away. They was mad I was wearing Trump hats. F Jay-Z and his whole family, especially his shooters. I also don't want Jay-Z to get in trouble for taking me out. Drake Shooter Top 5 can come take me out. I know it's gonna hurt Jay-Z to take me out, but somebody gotta do it. I know Jay-Z is driving around like, damn, I have to take out Kanye." As you can see, Kanye is crashing out. He wasn't done here either, as he also made tweets about his ex-wife Kim Kardashian, calling Kim an S-trafficker. He tweeted out, "Kim Kardashian is an S-trafficker. I don't like that Twigs has my daughter in her videos dressing all grown. Would have expected more from Twigs. It's F all of you. My soul is black. And watch y'all don't believe me and just say I'm crazy." Also tweeting out about Kim, "The Kardashians are S workers and they S traffic all of the black children they strategically produce. As a father, this made me very uncomfortable to see countless pictures like this of my children placed inside their phone. This was Chai's screensaver. I'm 100% convinced that my children are in an S trafficking ring. The grandmother signed for the S tape. He then tweeted out that he got a knock on the door after saying these things. Now with these tweets, I don't completely disagree, as controversial as they might be. We all know how Kim Kardashian got famous. Her mother helped produce adult films of her to make her famous. In my opinion, that is a form of S work. We also don't know if Kanye knows something about his children that we don't. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Kim and her family were doing something like that. Now, I don't have any issues with Kanye calling out the Kardashians because what he said about them is pretty much the truth. Now, I don't know if they're really doing that to the kids, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if someone like Kim was. I honestly think both Kim and Kanye are into disturbing things. Kanye married her after she was already known for making that S tape. He decided to have a family with her, even after knowing who she was and what she was into, and had no issues with it. People think Kanye is doing all of this because he's crazy, but he's not. He's actually steps ahead of people. What most people don't understand is that Kanye learned how to manipulate the world for his advantage. The only problem is, he burned every bridge. Every time he wants to promote something, he has to go viral. The only way Kanye is going viral nowadays is by crashing out. Every time he's planning on dropping an album, he uses controversy to promote it. The problem with this is that he always has to take things a step further every time. He has to go to a new extreme to outdo the last one. Kanye isn't better than the people he's talking about. He's just as bad. All of these people in the industry are into these disturbing behaviors. Him and Jay-Z are one and the same. Now, did you see those comments?
Yeah, I saw that, and it was, you know, pretty disturbing to see, you know, the extreme measures that Kanye is taking nowadays.
Obviously, people are not having it. Nobody is supporting Kanye with this. It's the same thing like when he tweets about Hitler and all that stuff, about him loving Hitler.
And you know what's crazy too is he says that nobody has power over him. I mean, I wonder what he means by that.
Realistically, what Kanye means by nobody having power over him is just a marketing strategy, realistically. That's what I see it as, because he is trying to paint himself as this radical guy who's going against the system, and he's trying to take the system down, and he's for the people. But Kanye doesn't do anything for the people. Kanye does everything for Kanye. You know, Kanye pretended to be Christian to sell more records and basically recruit Christian fans, because he knows that Christians are going to support it strong. And Kanye knew that if he wanted to sell good records, he would need more support. And that's exactly what he did. He pretended to be Christian. When it wasn't suiting him no more, when he reached that peak pretending to be Christian, he then goes and says that he doesn't believe in Jesus no more, and that Jesus doesn't make nothing happen for him.
You know, at one point, yay, we hear, and this is all you, we hear, you know, Jesus is king, we hear this, but that's all you. Sometimes you just want to say, man, not it, but you just want to, man, this is what I'm feeling right now. Are you in that space where you're comfortable enough to say, this is where I am right now? I'm still a man of God. Jesus still is king, but this is vultures right now. This is where I am.
It is, but I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through.
I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through.
But I prayed and I didn't see Jesus show up. So I had to put my experience in this world, my experience with my children, my experience with other people, my experience with my account, my experience with my brand, and my experience with the level of music that I was dealing with in my own hands. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times I just feel like in our society, in America, you know, people, Christians, we depend on Jesus so much that we won't put the word in ourselves. And the main thing that really I don't rock with is, like, it's just always like, I'm gonna pray for you. And it's just like, you can actually physically do something yourself too, more than just pray.
More than just pray.
And we're so in this mentality that that's all that needs to happen, but we ain't praying our way out of prison. Mm-hmm. We ain't praying our way to get our land back that was always ours. After gentrification, after the Harlem Renaissance and Black Wall Street was burned mm-hmm. to the ground, them prayers ain't working. We have to apply actual physical building partnerships, and it don't start unless we could really be real with each other and say, this is what I did, this is what I did. Like, look at this. I know I'm not going to third rail your interview, but look at the power of what happened when me and Kyrie's on the same page. See, that's what's scary.
There is no loyalty to Kanye. As we can see, when Jay-Z and Kanye were very close friends, I know they haven't been seeing eye to eye for a while, but think about it. The whole Watch the Throne album, the whole entire beginning of Kanye's career is Jay-Z. Jay-Z was the one who helped them, you know?
Yeah, nothing between Jay-Z and Kanye has been the same ever since Watch the Throne. I feel like that was the tipping point where we saw that relationship fall apart.
Well, it was a little bit later than that. It was, I don't know if you remember this, but about 10 years ago now, or maybe a little bit less, Kanye was on stage talking about that Jay-Z wanted to kill him, that Jay-Z had people after him. And he was saying this to his crowd of fans, you know? And I think that's when things started to get ugly, because we've never really seen them together since. But we also have to remember, Kanye is the same guy that partied with Diddy and Jay-Z. You know, they were all partying together and they were all close friends at one point.
Yeah, I feel like right now it's, you know, everybody in that industry is against each other, huh? Jay-Z's fighting a bunch of lawsuits and allegations, and then now Kanye is going after his children, you know, and then, you know, like you said, I think also I agree with you. I think that Kanye is out there to promote his record, because we're seeing nowadays artists go to the extreme to become viral. We, you know, they know that this type of shenanigans or whatever they do out there is going to control or attract attention. So you really think that he's just simply doing it for attention, or do you think that he really has some type of hatred towards Jay-Z?
I think it's 100% for attention. Just think about it. If he had an issue with Jay-Z, why did he wait until now that his album is coming out soon? His album is set to come out in a few months. Why wait now to make fun of Jay-Z? He's trying to collect attention, and he does it every time. This is what Kanye is good at. Kanye has managed to weaponize his controversy. He's managed to make it into social marketing, where he's able to convince people to get, you know, rile them up, either in a good or a bad way. It doesn't matter if they all hate him, as long as they're giving him the attention that then turns into album sales. And this is important for someone like Kanye, who was banned by the record labels. I don't think that the record labels have anything against Kanye. I don't think they care. But publicly, it looks really bad. These companies publicly cannot be supporting Kanye West because of the rhetoric that he keeps spilling.
It's hurting him more than it's helping him.
Well, he's at the end. He's at the end of his run. He's at the end of his career. He's at the end. He's just trying to make as much as he possibly can, because he burned bridges. He shot himself in the foot for controversy. And the reason this is important is Kanye West is technically an independent artist right now, because if I'm not mistaken, he was dropped by the record labels he was signed to. So before, if Kanye West would have sold, you know, 2 million records, that was getting divided by the record label, the engineers, the producers, everyone that was involved. Now Kanye West is, you know, owns his music. So he doesn't even have to sell as much as he needed to before. Now he can sell 25%, and he's going to make more money than he did when he was signed to these labels. So in his mind, he's going to collect as much money as possible. He doesn't really care. He's already approaching retirement age. Kanye West is not a 20, 30-year-old rapper no more. He's pushing 50, which is relatively young, of course. But in the music industry, that's already, unless you're, for rappers at least, you don't see Jay-Z dropping albums, you know? He drops an album every couple years, and it's mostly for his day one fans. He's not really building new followers or new fans in this point of his career, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So he's pretty much at the end of his career is what you're saying.
Definitely, in every single way possible. If you look at Kanye, his attention isn't what it used to be. The kids don't care about Kanye. The younger generation, they're not the millennials who loved Kanye growing up. You know, we, the millennials, we experienced the prime of Kanye. And you're just a few years older than me, but realistically, even for your generation, Kanye West was still a big deal.
Right, right. He had great hits. He did a lot of stuff. I mean, I always thought that him and Jay-Z were going to get along, you know, to the end. They, you know, Jay-Z gave him the shot, you know, but through the years we learned that, you know, he did a lot for Jay-Z and didn't get payment for it. And he was also upset that Jay-Z didn't show up at his wedding with Kim Kardashian. And, it, you know, he was brewing a lot of things that supposedly today, in today's controversy, you know, it's affecting him, you know, sort of what he's saying. Also, one last thing is that Jay-Z saying that, you know, they're considering that they might, you know, sue Kanye. You think that they can sue him for this?
Well, yeah, if you call somebody's child mentally disabled and they're not mentally disabled, you can sue for anything. But is it going to win? Who knows? And honestly, it's not surprising, because Jay-Z, his team, they have been suing anybody who speaks anything against them. They're right now, Roc Nation and Megan Thee Stallion, which is a Roc Nation artist, they're suing a blogger named Milagros because she was exposing the inconsistencies of the Megan Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez situation. I just did a video on that, on the Tory Lanez situation. And to this day, a lot of people don't believe that Tory Lanez actually shot Megan Thee Stallion. a lot of people think that, you know, Roc Nation had a heavy hand in that. And Roc Nation, anyone that was speaking against them, that they were able to tell that, you know, that they noticed, they went after. Milagros is one of them, and she's not even that big, and they're suing her. I see the possibility, of course, of Jay-Z suing Kanye, but I don't think it's a good look. Why give him more attention? That's all it does, realistically. This announcement, oh, Jay-Z is going to sue Kanye West, it just gives him more attention. At the end of the day, these are still puppets. You know, Jay-Z, Kanye West, the real money players are the ones above them. It's the show at the end of the day. They monetize it all, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, where this is drawing a lot of attention is that, you know, Kanye is coming at Jay-Z's kids. And it's looked at as a low blow.
Yeah, no, that's completely bad. Like I said, I think Jay-Z is a disturbing human being. I honestly believe the allegations against him. I think that he's hiding a lot of things. And there's a lot of allegations of him being with underage people. And I've already, you know, shown reasons why I believe them. But to come at somebody's kids, I think that's way too low. Like, they have nothing to do with this. They're just children. You know, it's not their fault that their father is a terrible human being. They're just kids.
And then the mom also came out and spoke out about the situation. The grandma of the kids, she had something to say, but nobody really paid too much attention to that. I think that the real focus here is this beef brewing between Jay-Z and Kanye that's about to like explode. I think if you hit Jay-Z's kids, you know, we're going to see a different side of Jay-Z on the other side of this. What do you
think? I don't think we're going to see another side of him, because Jay-Z doesn't play like that. We saw when he got sued and he started threatening the lawyer and threatening everybody. And he did a lot of dirty tactics. I just exposed him recently. Everything Jay-Z did makes him look more guilty than he does look innocent. But he is the urban community face of the NFL. Jay-Z is not the rapper no more. The Jay-Z, the rapper, is gone.
Yeah, Jay-Z's the mogul now.
Exactly. Beyond the mogul. He's the lapdog for the NFL. That's what he is right now. Nothing else matters besides that. That's going to take his legacy to a whole new level, because hip-hop is urban. No matter what, even when it became sort of popular, like it became pop music in a way, it's still seen as urban culture music. But the NFL, that's not urban. The NFL is worldwide, and not only is it worldwide, but brings in people from the suburbs. It brings in people from higher society. It brings in all types of people watch the NFL. So they have an image that they have to protect. They have an image that they have to keep up with. And they can't have Jay-Z beefing with nobody. I'm truly disappointed in Kanye, but I can't say I'm surprised at all, as we're talking about Kanye here, and he's literally been doing this since at least 8-10 years from now. He acts crazy, he makes a mess, and then he disappears for a while and then comes back and does it again when he's about to drop a new album. So this is what's going on. Don't fall for the hype. I know you're going to say, then why did I cover this? I just wanted to talk about it because realistically, I think it's a terrible thing. I think it's horrible how he controls the fans and how he's willing to go to an extent of making fun of children for attention. It's truly disturbing. And I can't stand behind something like that, even if it's against Jay-Z. No one should bring Jay-Z's kid into this, you know?
Yeah, I think that there's limits to everything, even in war. I think that when you're out there trying to do whatever it is, there should be limits, and your children are super sacred. I would definitely not support this at all, man. This is not cool from Kanye's part.
And I wouldn't even call it a war either, because it wasn't like Jay-Z was calling out Kanye.
Yeah, it's even unfair, because Jay-Z's not even probably going to respond. Yeah, he's just not going to respond, because that's just not going to be his style. So I think that, you know, to go to the level of the kids and stuff, that's what everybody's pretty shocked at, that Kanye would go to that extreme. And it's like you said, he's on his way out. He's on his last leg. He's reaching so hard that he wants, you know, any type of press will do at this point for Kanye.
Yeah, it's been his tactic since the beginning, but now he's taking it to extremes where you can't go back from. You know, you can't go back from any of this. All the Hitler stuff, all that nonsense he spills, is just furthering this image of Kanye that lets you know it's pretty much a wrap for him. And it shows us that he's not a man of God like he claimed he was, because no man of God will come at somebody's children, you know? And then no man of God will do any of the stuff this guy's been doing recently. And he's not a clone, so don't go and say that he's a clone. That's nonsense. It's not clone Kanye. It's the same Kanye. He just knows how to manipulate you guys, and he's doing a good job at it.
A wiser Kanye, more manipulative.
But I'm gonna end this one here, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. Make sure you go subscribe to the second channel, Truth Network. The link is gonna be in the description. It's also on the main channel. You can find the second channel link there. Me and Tradell are gonna have this show out by next week, and you guys are gonna wanna check this one out because I'm gonna be doing my best to convince Tradell that the Freemasons run the world. And hopefully I succeed in it. And then you guys can show this video to others who don't believe it themselves, and maybe we can convince them too. Also, make sure that you guys check out Tradell's channel. It's called What's the Word. He posts his content covering mainstream media and pop culture. You guys want to check his channel out, you can find the link in the description as well. Make sure you guys show him some love and give him some subscribers. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
All right, bye guys. Peace.